Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, reminder, coming up in about 5 minutes, your chance to hear a name. With that name, you can, on Friday, win tickets to the Eagles-Cowboys game. We give you a name today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday this week. Know the four names that are set at 8 o'clock, and with those four names, you can win tickets Friday to the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so be listening to that in 5 minutes. Be listening over the next roughly 15 minutes to the Diddy. Ray Dittinger is brought to us every Monday by Verizon. Phones were not made to be broken, but life, as we know based on yesterday's football game, life happens. So when your phone breaks, Verizon's got you. Trade in any phone at your local Verizon store in any condition, guaranteed, and get a great deal on one of their best 5G phones with unlimited ultimate. The Diddy, the Hall of Famer, Ray Dittinger. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, everything to you, Ray.
Same to you.
Thanks, my man. So, Ray, let's just give you a big overarching question to start here. Biggest takeaway from yesterday, what was it?
Oh, biggest takeaway from yesterday is that Jaden Daniels is going to be a handful. Jaden Daniels changes the face of the NFC East will for a long time.
You know what's fascinating, Ray? Adam Schefter had a point pregame yesterday that week 18, and now remember, the Eagles maybe could have been in a different scenario if they'd won the whole deal, but maybe the Eagles don't play their starters week 18 in part so the Giants win week 18, and instead of having like the second pick in the draft, have about the sixth or seventh pick, and they don't get that kind of game changer for the NFC East. So it's next level week 18 thought. But I agree with you. Jaden Daniels looks like a handful, and obviously he was a problem. All right, Ray, one of the things that stood out to me yesterday clearly, the impact that Jalen has on the run game was so noticeable in his absence. Obviously, Saquon bust the first one right away, 68 yards. And to be fair and accurate, that was when Kenny Pickett was in the game. But otherwise, I mean, he couldn't get but basically 2 yards a carry the rest of the way on a ton of carries. That was, I thought, very noticeable.
Oh, yeah. Well, once Hurts leaves the game and Pickett comes in, then everything changes, obviously. And that, then that's not to say, as I suspect there are probably a lot of people in the city saying that, well, you know, this was really Pickett's fault, and it really wasn't. I mean, he came in and played okay. I'm not going to say he played great, but he played okay.
I agree.
He scored 26 points. But the problem that he poses to a defense is an entirely different problem than what Jalen Hurts poses for a defense. And the way defenses have to respect Hurts' ability to do multiple things and hurt them in the running game forces them to play the Eagles differently, and it affords Barkley obviously more opportunities to do what he wants to do. Well, once Hurts left the game and it was clear that he wasn't coming back, then Dan Quinn, who I think is and has been for a long time a really good defensive coach, just changed everything. And then they came out with a whole different kind of defense, and the whole thing was geared really about one thing, and that was just stopping Barkley, stopping the run, and forcing Pickett to make throws that he didn't want to make. And you know, that was really it. I mean, all the debating and all the conversation that we had all over the course of the year with people having various opinions about Hurts and how well he's playing, and is he the guy, and is he doing his job? And you know, I think you saw yesterday when he leaves the game, then everything changes. And Barkley, for as good as he's been, isn't going to be Barkley if Hurts isn't on the field with him.
How big an issue is our special team struggle, kickoff-wise especially? They're starting, the Commanders' starting point for the game was 38, the 38-yard line.
On the eight kickoffs was
on
the 38.
Kickoffs. Yeah. I've never heard of such dominance in kickoff return, and I do think it affected the outcome of the game, Ray. How, moving forward, do we correct that when it really is, you got that set group of guys?
Yeah, I know. And there was that was a big factor. I mean, every time there was a kickoff, Washington had the ball almost at midfield.
Unbelievable.
And you can't do that.
There were plays. The final drive, Ray, that they scored, they started at the 43. They needed just two plays to get it onto our side of the field. And when they were into plus territory, it just felt like short field after short field when it mattered most.
Yeah, well, has anybody explained? I mean, man is certainly capable of kicking a ball out of the end zone. We've seen him do it all year. Was this a strategic thing that they decided that they were going to kick it short and let them and give them a return?
Look,
or is it the cold weather thing that you just carry or something?
Yeah, but Ray, here's what I agree with you. Look, someone's got to ask Sirianni hopefully today, and we're not going to be in tomorrow when he's interviewed here on WIP. So hopefully it's addressed. A couple things I wonder about, Ray. First off, is Jake Elliott injured? Because ordinarily, if you're comfortable with man kicking it into the end zone, which he normally can on a warm day, All right, if he can't go as far in the cold, I'd like to think Jake Elliott can kick it further. But if unless he can't, if he's injured
all season,
and that
long,
explains, I mean, Ray,
he's been
Ray,
not
that,
kicking.
Ray, that may explain his field goal struggles. I mean, to me, it's perplexing that they didn't swap kickoff guys in the middle of the game.
Yeah, well, man's been the guy all year, and has been very effective. I mean, he's...
Sure, but he wasn't yesterday in the cold. It was a different dynamic.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it was. I mean, why would you put the ball in play if you don't have to?
Right.
You know, so I'm assuming... Yeah. And I've seen, you know, we've all seen that. When the weather gets cold late in the year, your ball doesn't carry as much, and so you're not going to get the drive. But, I mean, if this was what we've seen most of the year, where a man can come up and just routinely kick it through the end zone or force it to touchback, you know, then that's 25 yards that Washington's not getting when they get their first snap. So, I mean, there are a lot of – we could sit here till 2 o'clock this afternoon and break this game down and talk about all the things that went wrong.
Sure.
But that was and probably the kickoffs and the special teams would be way down the list. But there's no doubt when you look at the overall scheme of what happened yesterday that the field position game, which started with the kickoffs, was a big part of that.
Ray, do you – and by the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. Ray Dittinger with us right now. Matter of fact, right now, let's give you a chance to hear a name that with this name – can win you tickets to the Eagles and Cowboys on Sunday. Let's give you a name right now.
And the name is...
The name is Buddy Ryan. I just want to remind everybody, it's Dallas Week, ladies and gentlemen. It's Dallas Week! I know we're not really pumped up yet. And maybe we'll only be slightly pumped up by Friday, because the Eagles should roll, unless Tanner McKee's playing. We're giving you the name Buddy Ryan right now. Know that name, Buddy Ryan, Friday at 8 o'clock, and with it you can win tickets to the Eagles and Cowboys.
Of course, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
And the way we're giving the tickets away, and we'll be off some of these days, but today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, those are the 4 days you got to listen at 8 o'clock. Today, tomorrow and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, here are the names, and we'll give you four different names. Here are the names said... at 8 o'clock on those 4 days, and with it on Friday, you can win the tickets to the Eagles and Cowboys. All right, Ray, so much of how we examine the Eagles these days is through the prism of what it will mean for the postseason. Mm-hmm. Does your opinion about the Eagles' defense change at all, change a little bit, or not change in the least about the Eagles' defense for the postseason, given their struggle? Look, 5 turnovers yesterday was great, but it's also accurate to say they struggled in certain ways. Does your opinion of the defense change?
Oh, yeah, I'd say they struggled. I'd say they struggled. 61-yard drive, 87-yard drive, 57-yard drive. Yeah. I mean, you'll rarely have a conversation where you could talk about a defense that had 5 takeaways and say the defense lost the game. But they kind of did.
Yep, 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I think to your point, the question that you asked me is about what does this portend going into the playoffs? Is there anything you can take away from it, and anything that's concerning? Yeah, I think so, because I think what we saw yesterday is the damage that a running quarterback can do to this defense. Mm-hmm. And depending week to week who your matchups are in the postseason, listen, you could face this kid again. I mean, that's that could happen again. I mean, you might be facing Jaden Daniels again in January. And if that happens, am I concerned? Darn right, I'm concerned, because you saw the ability that a really playmaking mobile quarterback can, the way he can take even the league's number one defense and turn it inside out. And that was the biggest difference in the two games that the Eagles have played with Washington this year. Because when the Eagles played Washington back in November, if you remember, Daniels was playing with a bad rib.
Mm-hmm.
He had been injured, and you knew coming into that game, everybody knew he was injured. In fact, early in the week, there were some questions of whether he was even going to go. Well, he did, but he was playing he was very limited in what he could do. I mean, in that game, Jaden Daniels he tried to run the ball seven times, got 18 yards. Jaden Daniels rushed for 18 yards in that first game. This game, he rushes for 84 and kills you.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, he was a totally different player in this game than he was the last game. So he was healthy, and he was able to play to the full dimension of his skills. So that would concern me moving forward. I'm assuming that you're going to get Jalen Hurts back, and when Jalen Hurts comes back, then all the pieces of the offense should pretty much click back into place. But if you're talking about your defense and your defense's ability to win games for you, which they've been doing now for a better period of 2 months until yesterday. Yeah, okay, how does this defense match up against a quarterback that can make a lot of plays with his legs? I think if you're talking about going up against a pure pocket passer, this defense functions really well. But yesterday, Jaden Daniels just ran this team into the ground. And I think in the fourth quarter, the thing that you could really see, it was really became noticeable, was the defense was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were just exhausted after chasing this guy around because they were short on bodies.
Yep.
You know, Davis got hurt early. You didn't have BG. Sweat didn't play. You haven't gotten Huff back yet. So you're basically playing with just two edge guys. Who were Hunt and Smith, and you were short in the middle. And so that's why you weren't getting any pass rush, because those guys were just exhausted.
They sure were. So, Ray, have you witnessed a player getting booted from a game not for hitting someone, but for saying words to people?
Never saw that before, that I can recall.
What do you make of that?
It doesn't forgive it. We all know Gardner Johnson is a very emotional guy who plays on the edge, and that's part of what makes him good. That's part of what makes him good. I mean, that's part of what makes him who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to, and you don't want to take that away from him. But he has to be smart enough to know how to use it and when to use it. And what he did in this game was just simply stupid. Now, you can say that the officials overreact. Maybe. I didn't think it was a particularly well officiated game anyway. Huh. That's a situation where and he's not a kid. I mean, he's a pro. He's been around long enough. He has to be smart enough to know where that line is and don't go across that line. And him getting tossed out of this game was a factor.
Yeah.
Because the kid that comes in and replaces him, McCollum, who's a willing kid and earned his spot on the roster justly because he had a good preseason. But he was involved in some very big plays down the stretch.
Yeah.
And who knows? If you have Gardner Johnson on the field, you know, maybe a couple of those touchdown drives don't turn into touchdown drives. So you can't afford to have that happen. But it wasn't just him. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was going on during this game that it wasn't just limited to Gardner Johnson.
There were other things after the play, sure.
Just stupid kind of stuff. It looked to me like Washington has been all year a team that has taken on a kind of a feisty personality. I mean, they're a young, tough team that's trying to make a statement for a franchise that's been in the basement for decades. You know, these guys are coming out with a whole different personality and a whole different attitude. And week in and week out, that's kind of the way they've been playing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't play that game with them. I mean, you're too good and you've got too much at stake here to play that game and make big mistakes that extend drives and put you in a position where you can lose a game that you absolutely should have won. There's a million things that Nick Sirianni can talk to this team about, and I'm sure he will all week. But one of them is just, guys, we got to play smarter than this if we're going to actually win a Super Bowl.
How concerning is it that it doesn't seem like Jalen Carter gets the benefit of the doubt anymore already? I mean, it's pretty early to already have this sort of bad rap, and it does seem to impact the way they're calling games.
Yeah, it does, and it doesn't work both ways. I mean, he's He is being watched, and he's being singled out. But you would think, if officials are really watching him, they'll also be noticing the fact that he's getting held on every play.
That's right.
So you would think that there'd be a little give and take here. Okay, you know, maybe you're going to get a personal foul call somewhere, but maybe you're also going to get two or three holding penalties that you deserve. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's a one way street.
I think so.
On this one.
It's frustrating. All right, Ray. Final thing here. Tommy and me. 'Tis the season of gift giving, gift buying. I just want to go on the record to tell the Delaware Valley, I think four tickets to Tommy and me would make a great gift for somebody.
That sounds spectacular.
I certainly would agree with that. Tommy and me is coming to the People's Light Theater out in Malvern. We open on January 7th. And the really good news, Joe, I haven't had a chance to share this with you guys, but the ticket sales are going so well, the play has actually been extended.
Good.
That's great.
The theater has extended us for another week, so now the play will run through February the 1st, so you have more opportunities to come out and see it. But we're very excited. The response out there has been wonderful. We can't wait to get started. January 7th through February 1st, Tommy and me come into the People's Light Theater in Malvern. Come on out and celebrate it. And you're right, Joe. Tickets make a wonderful Christmas.
Sure do. Final thing, Ray. Mm-hmm. Gut feeling here. If Week 18 matters not at all to the Eagles from a seeding standpoint, early gut feeling, they sit the starters, right?
The last game?
Yep.
Yeah, probably. I'd be surprised if it were otherwise because, you know, but the thing is, I wasn't all that optimistic even before yesterday that they were going to get the number one seed. You know, I mean, I just didn't see it. Too many things had to happen. Too many things had to break their way for them to get the number one seed. So, you know, everybody's all, you know, bummed out that, oh, there it goes. Well, I kind of think it was halfway out the door anyhow. So you were going to be a wild card team, and you're going to have to make the best of it. So, okay, that's fine. But I think that, they can do this, but if it's really to that point where the last game really doesn't mean anything.
Totally.
For me, the key guys sit.
Totally agree.
The key guys sit. I don't know how Nick's going to approach it. It may depend on what happens with the Dallas game. You know, Dallas is playing, and nobody's really paying much attention, but Dallas is playing halfway decent now. I mean, they've won four of their last five. So if you lose, if Dallas comes in here and beats you, let's say you have to go with Pickett, which I think is a very real possibility. You may have to play with him next Sunday. And the Cowboys come in here and win, which they could because they're playing halfway decent. Now you've lost two in a row. Do you really want to risk losing three in a row going into the playoffs? So that may change how you approach the last game.
Sure.
I really do.
Ray, thanks, my man. Merry Christmas to you. We hope you and your family have a tremendous holiday, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
I look forward to it as well.
All right,
take care, guys.
There he is, happy the holidays. Diddy.